Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and creator of the Celestial Timings. This audio is a look at the 2013 comets. I will do a general overview of comets. I just want to make sure I get this up because we have two comets showing up in March 2013 and also another one showing up in November of 2013 that may be visible. The comet Lemon has been photographed to be much brighter than they originally thought it would be already at the end of January. There was an amateur astronomer who took a wonderful picture of Comet Lemon. So not sure how they're going to show up, but it's definitely worth taking a look at them. So just a little bit of background about comets. They show up, and they're not something that can be tracked. Halley's Comet, actually, they discovered had a 75-year orbit, and they could expect it to return in 75 years. But there are comets with huge orbits. In fact, Comet Lemon that's showing up in March of 2013 has an 11,000-year elliptical orbit, meaning that it has not been in our neighborhood for 11,000 years. And so sometimes these comets are, you know, thousands of years before they come back, hundreds to thousands of years. So often they appear as like a sword across the sky. You see the ball and then this sword of light or this trail of light that goes behind the comet. They're quite spectacular to see. Many of you may have had the opportunity to see Comet Hale-Bopp in the 90s. More recently, we've had Comet Lovejoy and Comet Elenin. So they're just amazing to see, and yet, depending on the cultures, sometimes they inspire fear. They often bring change because they are activating. They're like these, carriers of light energy and vibration and frequency that show up that are outside our normal reality. I mean, we know what we can expect from the planets. The ancient people knew how to track those across the sky and when they would appear and when they would be with the sun and what that was all about. But comets were the wild card factor. You never know when they're going to show up. So different cultures had different ways of looking at them. But if things changed dramatically, it could create fear, especially if the changes were not so easily experienced, I guess is to say that. So sometimes they were thought of as omens of disaster because when the comet showed up, they knew that things were going to probably be changing. Some cultures looked at the comets as messengers from the gods. And so they were really, just depending on the perspective, either venerated or feared. Either like, wow, we've got this comet showing up and it could be considered a great blessing, or it could be considered, you know, a harbinger of doom or something like that. So the comets definitely inspire something within us. And depending on how we choose to look at it, what is it that the comet is bringing to us? What kind of activation and light energy is it that is coming in with the comets? And what happens when they become brightest is when they get closest to the sun. So there's also just some in history. There's images, there's art pieces, and things that show comets in the sky. So it gives us a sense that there's been some pretty stunning comets that have happened. So it could look like a sword of light. And for me, you know, I immediately think of the sword of truth, cutting through the illusions, the sword of light coming in to bring in new ideas and to facilitate change. But if people are really stuck in or wanting things to stay the same, it could feel like that, you know, this isn't good. The Sibylline oracles sometimes talked about, there's a quote here from the Sibylline oracles, a great conflagration from the sky falling to earth. So the Epic of Gilgamesh described fire, brimstone, and flood with the arrival of a comet. So that can definitely activate earth changes when they come in. And maybe, you know, from the perspective of if volcanoes or earthquakes and things are happening, it changes the weather patterns. It's not really known exactly how each comet is going to influence the Earth as they come into our part of the sky. So just throw a little bit more background about that. In Switzerland, they blamed Halley's Comet for earthquakes, for different kinds of illness, for red rain, for aberrations in the birth of animals, like two-headed animals being born. And also the Romans recorded a fiery comet, that happened around the time of the assassination of Julius Caesar. So it's interesting that Comet Pan-STARRS is coming in March 9th, and then Comet Lemon is coming in March 24th, right around the Ides of March, the time of the assassination of Julius Caesar. So so comets have been blamed for wars and Black Death, and the Incas actually saw a comet or recorded a comet just prior to Francisco Pizarro's arrival. And he's the noted Spaniard who really brutally conquered the Inca. So that wasn't necessarily a good omen or experience for the Inca, because it created the kinds of change that were really challenging. So, Pope Calixtus III, excommunicated Halley's Comet as an instrument of the devil, and a meteorite from a comet became enshrined as one of the most venerated objects in all of Islam. So that's completely different ways of looking at the effect of a comet. So apparently, and I'm wondering, because we have Comet Pan-STARRS already so close, if perhaps the meteorite that hit Russia in February was came off of the Comet Pan-STARRS. So it'd be interesting to see if there's any more information that comes off of that. So the Chinese astronomers were really fascinated with comets, and they kept meticulous records of them. And that was part of how starting to notice that there were comets that would come back at certain periods of time. The Chinese didn't really think highly of comets. They thought they were not a good sign or a good omen coming in when that happened. Anyway, there's a lot of historical evidence that can be looked at around comets, but this I just really wanted to bring your attention to the comets that are happening in March, so that we have an awareness of them and can tune into them and maybe use or work with that energy in a more positive way. Because if we think about it, Stain Rajar described comets as celestial visitors, bringing fiery sparks of inspiration and awareness welling up from the depth of our unconscious. They appear like a sort of light across the sky, anointing us with new, expansive, and divinely inspired possibilities. So that is one point of view. That is one way to look at comets. And if you think of a comet as a wild card, so basically we don't know when they're going to show up necessarily, or they come in these, like we're having comets that are coming into our sphere now that have these really extended orbits, and aren't even recorded in our history in any way, because it was 11,000 years ago when Comet Pan-STARRS would have last been in this part of the galaxy. So they are like an ultimate wild card factor. And as I mentioned in the March 2013 timings, the wild card, and if you're thinking of, if you're playing a game of cards, the wild card can be used in any way. So we can use this energy in a way to help facilitate the expansion of our consciousness and awareness, and to bring in those divinely inspired possibilities, things that are beyond what we've normally thought about. These comets have light energy in them. They have particles of energy that are not something that we've been used to. So perhaps we could think of this as like a upgrading of the software system, so to speak, or the ways that we are experiencing this reality with the energies that the comets are bringing in. And perhaps to play these wild cards in a certain way that creates a divinely inspired hand, you know, to change the game into something that is more connected to what is our true divine nature, and to really support the earth and her birthing into her evolution, her revolutionary ascension process, going into a new ascension process. And perhaps these comets are showing up to help in that process and to help humanity support that process as well. So that's, we could say, maybe a celestial point of view. And from the perspective of the underworld, there may be a lot of things that need to be let go of and changed, and perhaps there's going to need to be some earth changes. Who knows if it's going to activate earthquakes or volcanoes or what that might be like to help facilitate those changes. What occurs to me about this is that it's really about trusting that these are celestial messengers. They are here for our benefit and our support, to help support the process of change that we are in at this turning of an age, at this time when we're shifting from one 26,000-year cycle, one galactic cycle, one great year, one great galactic cycle to another. And these comets are coming in to help facilitate that process.